Hi, folks, and welcome back to another episode of ALD TV. I'm Eric.
And I'm Mallory, and today we have a very special guest with us. It is Alex Gaines.
Hello,
welcome,
everyone.
Alex Gaines.
Thank you. So Alex Gaines is one of our organizational development managers here with the Academy and oversees our expansions program. Mm-hmm. And I hear you have a new podcast out.
Yes. So as part of the expansions program, we actually have a podcast that we produce for our alumni members. It's called Beyond 180. But we started to receive a lot of feedback about how we should make pieces of the podcast available to the entire company. So that encouraged us to create Beyond the Title, which is going to be open and available to everyone. You're going to get to hear from senior leaders like Steve Flugner, John Rivera, Didi Dugo, and Brent Reynolds, and you're going to get to know them beyond their titles. You're going to get to know what kind of music they like, what they like to do in their downtime, and what books they're reading. So stay tuned for that.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it sounds very cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, since you're already here, Alex, yes. Eric and I were talking, and, you know, it's the beginning of the year, right? Perfect time to plan out some of your vacations.
Yes, I always put my PTO on my calendar straight away.
Yes,
I don't want to miss those days off.
Yeah, don't run the risk of, you know, in December, suddenly you have to take all this time off, right?
No one wants that. In December.
If you're planning vacations, you also usually need to figure out where you're going to stay on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk about our IHG room benefit program.
Oh, so awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get some seriously good deals with these room benefits.
Yeah, so any employee, right, can stay at IHG hotels anywhere from $39 a night to, I think, like $139 is the highest it goes. And that's for some of our resorts.
Yeah. I've definitely stayed at a property before, Hotel Indigo. In fact, my husband and I went to Savannah, and we stayed at a Hotel Indigo for $59.
Ooh.
It was really cool.
I've never been to a Hotel Indigo. What are they like?
Ooh. So Hotel Indigos are really cool because they're boutique-style hotels, and they take on their surroundings. So each Hotel Indigo is going to be different from the next one. Mm-hmm. So if you stay at one in Savannah or you stay with one in New York, they're going to be totally different. So the decor is different. Even the staff, they try to make sure that they hire individuals who are from the area so they can give you just some really great finds and hidden gems wherever you're staying.
So what did you find special about the Hotel Indigo in Savannah?
It's right by the water, and it's also near one of the popular squares. So you're right next to all of the action and restaurants, and you're just like a hop skipping away from anything you want to do.
That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, it sounds super personalized, too.
It is.
How about you, Eric? Have you stayed anywhere?
Me personally, I am as frugal as you can get. I always stay at our Holiday Inn Expresses, because what's better than a really affordable room and free breakfast? And most of them have hot tubs or pools, which that's a win-win-win for me.
I like it. Myself, I prefer luxury on a budget, and so I love to stay at any Intercontinental that I can. Yes. And there's a few of them. I know I've stayed at one in New York.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. There was Bellman. It's just fancy all over. And even in Vegas, the Venetian and the Palazzo are both Intercontinentals. So you can find them with your discount for like $89 a night sometimes.
That's pretty good. And I misspoke. I'm not always frugal, because I did stay at a Intercontinental in San Jose, Costa Rica.
Oh, what was that?
And it was amazing. It was just like you said, there were people waiting on you everywhere. There was a piano player in the lobby. There was the most gorgeous pool that you've ever seen with the infinity edge. It was amazing, and I would recommend that to everybody.
Yeah. Nice. It's hard to come back to work sometimes after an
Intercontinental. I wanted to just move in, but they wouldn't let me.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, if anyone out there is looking to sign up for our IHG room benefit program, it is incredibly easy. All you need to do is go onto IHG's website, sign up for their rewards program, which is completely free. You'll then receive your unique IHG Rewards Club number. You then need to contact HR Link, give them that rewards number and your employee ID number. They link it in the system, and the next time you go on IHG site, you'll see the employee rate available.
Easy peasy. And I think that lasts for 6 months, right? They have to renew that rate every 6 months.
You are absolutely right. And that brings up another point. They open up the discounts about 90 days in advance. So what's today? What month are we in?
We're in January.
February. We're in February. So let's see, March, April, May. So if I'm looking to go on vacation in May, I should probably check out hotels now.
Yeah, book them about 90 days out. But schedule that PTO way in advance. Make sure you lock those days up.
Yeah.
And while you're at it doing all that, make sure you check out the Beyond the Title podcast.
Yes.
Alex is going to be putting out lots of really great information out there. Get to know these senior leaders a bit more personally.
Yes, and I'd also like to say, just for expansions in general, if you're interested in applying to be part of the next program that launches in April, we're still accepting interest forms, and you can go online to hcbinsight.com/expansions and submit that so that we can have you part of our team.
Yes, it's a big opportunity. Thanks for coming in today,
Alex.
Thank
you for having me.
And thank you all for tuning in to another episode of ALD TV Now. We'll see you next month.
Thank you for listening to ALD TV, produced by the Academy of Learning and Development. Visit academyld.com to subscribe and see more of our content.